Is Trump cured of COVID? Well, guess what? We're going to discuss that, as well as how to strengthen your mental toughness, part one. Stick around and we'll be right back. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So Aaron is on vacation this week, so forgive the format. We're going to be using the MacBook here for this and maybe two other videos before he gets back. So anyways, you'll get some content, but again, apologies for the format. If you notice, we've been doing kind of this two-part show of sorts, where one part, I give you my take on some of the current events that you've asked for my opinion on. And then the second half, we cover some of the self-help that you've been asking me for. Two for the price of one, so to speak. And guess what? It's all free. So pretty cool stuff. Now, I want to talk first a bit about Regeneron Pharmaceuticals before we jump into the self-help stuff, all right? We all know that Trump got the beer bug or the Rona or the China plague, whatever you want to call it. And Pelosi and the press were ready to invoke the 25th Amendment. But before they could, boom, he's better due to Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. The company was founded by CEO Leonard and his scientist buddy George. They're reported to hold like $1.3 billion and like $900 million in company stock, respectively, of course. Both are from Queens, New York, Trump's home state, you know, prior to him living in Florida or moving to Florida. You know, they're at the good old Mar-a-Lago, right? And now Leonard was formerly a professor of medicine at Cornell Medical University. And maybe Trump knows what's up with these New Yorkers as he took their COVID cocktail. I just want to know what's in this COVID antibody cocktail. Maybe some HCQ, some hydroxychloroquine. You know, the Trump is praised, you know, HCQ from the very beginning. And, you know, for like 60 or 70 years, they've been using this stuff for like lupus and for malaria. And many say that it actually prevents or cures the Rona. So good old beer bug, right? But it's, you know, too early to say. But what we know is that the beer bug has been touted by the media as the killer of all killer viruses, especially to senior citizens like Trump. Yet Trump felt bad, went to the hospital like 24 hours later. He says he felt well enough to leave. 3 to 4 days later, he says he feels better than he did 20 years ago. So if this 74-year-old says that the same treatment he received is going to be available to every American for free, that's pretty freaking incredible. And so why in the hell are we having all these lockdowns still? You know, if you look at the CDC's numbers, they say that of the 200,000 people that died of COVID, they say that 94% of them died of some pre-existing condition like a heart attack or motorcycle accident, but may have had the Rona when they died. So that's like 9,000 people from the Rona itself. But of that 9,000, they say that they didn't have the proper testing in place, so it could actually be far less than that. But we know that the common cold kills like 60 to 100,000 people a year. And we know that we're like 800,000 less deaths in this year's total versus where we were the last 2 years. We also know that the governors, they like packed the, you know, these retirement homes with sick COVID patients, you know, preying and killing our most vulnerable. Those deaths, I've seen reports, could be as much as 50 to 60% of the total deaths reported. So knowing all this, mind you, maybe if you don't know this stuff because you watch mainstream media and you know that 90% of that stuff, of those companies are controlled by six or less people or organizations, it's far from unbiased. I look at it more as propaganda than anything else. And if you look into Project Mockingbird, you'll see what I'm talking about if you don't actually believe me here. But don't look to CNN and people like that for their explanation of Project Mockingbird. Look for alternative sources. So again, knowing all this, why in the hell do we still have all these lockdowns with the real numbers that we've been shown? And what appears to be a real cure? Is this about a virus or is this about an election? I suggest you look into it. All right, peeps, let's go ahead and jump into the self-help quick and dirty side of this, right? This is going to be part one of a three-part quick and dirty series on the book that you asked me to cover. It's 10-Minute Toughness, and that's by Dr. Jason Selk. And Dr. Selk was the director of mental training for the St. Louis Cardinals and assisted them with winning their first World Series in 20 years. And a second world championship in 2011, if I remember right. In this video, we're going to start, you know, with tips on the mental workout. So let's go ahead and start to dive in. You know, the mental workout can be done before a competition or a stressful situation. The workout starts with us centering our breath. The reason he starts out with breathing is that it's when you go into these stressful situations that your heart rate kind of starts rising. While under pressure, your blood pressure may be around 120, and this causes your mind not to be as sharp. If it goes to 150, your mind goes into survival mode at that point, right? Using deep breathing, it helps control your heart rate. Dr. Self teaches the centering around breathing ritual as six seconds of breathing in, holding it for 2 seconds, and then exhaling for 8 seconds. The second part of the workout is replacing all of your negative thinking with a positive performance statement. In the book, he uses the example of Ivan Lendl, you know, the tennis player. He reported that in 1985, he had a record of 9-12 against John McEnroe and didn't like playing against him. He started repeating to himself, you know, I look forward to playing against John McEnroe. In the first 6 years, his record was 10-3 against McEnroe. Obviously, you know, he practiced as well, but a change in your mindset can make a huge difference in your performance. To make a performance statement, you need to kind of make a concrete, simple thought for you to perform at your best. Up next, you kind of want to create your own personal highlight reel, so to speak. You want to identify your best past performance and choose, you know, 3 to 5 clips that are 10 to 20 seconds long and just kind of play them in your mind. Pause on the frame where you feel your greatest emotional rush. Now, turn up the intensity of that rush and really feel that emotion. Another part of this is making a 60-second clip of an upcoming big game or pressure situation. This could be a business meeting. It could be a sales pitch, a job interview, you know, stuff like that. You know, what will you need to do well in order for, you know, this event to be a success? See yourself performing at your very best. Feel that positive state. Next, see yourself winning. What would that feel like? Dr. Selk also gives us, you know, some guidelines to make this successful. You kind of want to imagine yourself in the stands or on the sideline as you're actually just like watching this all happen. You know, Dr. Maxwell Maltz, he calls this the theater of the mind. As you hear with any visualization, like exercise, the more details that you put into it, the better. He also points out that visualizing many times for kind of like short periods of time is a lot more effective than, you know, for these extended visualizations, right? You want to visualize the event from beginning to end and feel what you feel before and during the event. Next, you want to use your identity statement. This is designed to improve your self-image because this controls your behavior. To build this, you kind of need to figure out what is the strength that you have or you want to have. Then you decide what you hope to accomplish and then kind of put the two parts together. For example, if you say, I am calm and confident and I am a successful business owner, together they would be something like, I am calm and confident. I am a successful business owner. You end the session with another centering breath. So what situations, you know, could you actually use this mental workout with? What is an example of a performance or an identity statement that you may use? Also, let us know, you know, what other topics you'd like us to cover, you know, right there in the comments section. And as always, thanks for watching. God bless you. Love you. Catch you on the next one. Stay safe, stay sane, and question freaking everything, even these videos. Catch you on the next one.
Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny money in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch you on the next one.